Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So James Harden finally worked out with Chris Paul and the rest of his team in Vegas. This is like a few days ago, last week even. But Harden said that the workouts went really well and that he talked about how smart CP3 is. And he thought, playing alongside him, it's just the way he sees things, the way he makes things happen. He's kind of turned on by it, obviously, as a player. When you got a guy like that on your team, it makes you step your game up even more. Harden talked about today that his new fat $228 million mega extension will not have an impact on who he is. If you believe that, does someone really get $228 million and it doesn't affect them at all? At all? The money won't change me or do anything for me. Sure. Yeah, okay. Obviously, it's a credit to my work ethic. I'll give you that. And me being in the gym and the people that I have around me. But it doesn't change anything. I'm here for these kids. I'm here to be a positive role model to whoever I come in contact with. Yeah. If you believe that. So I do believe he wants to be a good person and good for the kids and good in the community and everything else. I just don't know how. Mavia, do you think if you got $228 million extension doing anything that it wouldn't have any effect on you whatsoever at all? Like, completely? Just nothing? It's just, the money means nothing to me? That's such BS.
You know, it's easy to say that money changes everybody, but the guy was already making a ton of money anyway. It's not like this guy just went, you know, this isn't a guy who just got drafted and all of a sudden he's making $42 million a year.
So you don't think he thinks, I just got $228 million and I'm just, that's it. I'm set for life. I don't have to do anything now. I just go play basketball. I got this money. Boom, I'm banking it. It's over. I'm good to go. You don't think that changes anybody? You got to be kidding me. Name one person that you've ever met in your life that didn't want to make more money.
Everybody wants to make more money. I'm not saying he's not going to want to make more, but I mean, what's it going to change him? It's not like this guy has been known as the hardest worker in the NBA, and the, you know, he's a great leader. People have always said he doesn't play defense, and he doesn't care. I mean, after
or
they lost
game sixes, he doesn't show up.
Right, he got blown out in game six and was out partying afterwards. So it's not like this guy has been, you know, the ideal NBA player in everyone's mind, the perfect prototype for how you should be.
Did he not quit making money in game six?
That's what it certainly seemed like. I mean, the guy put up nothing. This guy barely shot in the first half, and he was a guy that was in the running for MVP of the whole league.
Yeah, I never thought that he was in the same realm this year, to be honest with you, as Westbrook, with all of his triple doubles and breaking the Big O's record. I really thought that once he did that and had all that triple double action going and that kind of vig, that he was going to win that thing. I mean, every single night he was having a triple double, breaking records. You just can't deny that. So I thought he was going to get it all along. But I think Harden's a great player. There's no denying that. But maybe you're right. Maybe it'll never change him. I just don't know how anyone could make that kind of money, and it didn't change him. He said that D'Antoni, that he knows how his players feel, and that's the best thing about him. He's never felt better. It's the best I've felt in a long time, the last year and a half, with D'Antoni as his head coach. That's pretty high praise for a guy that Melo couldn't stand him. Do you remember that? Melo couldn't stand D'Antoni in New York. He ran him out of here. And he's always said he never wanted to be a coach killer. But he was exactly that with D'Antoni, wasn't he? Now the talk of him going to play there has been percolating for a while now. Now we're hearing that it's on hold and all this other nonsense. Do you think Melo could play with Harden and CP3 and ignore his past with D'Antoni and just completely forget about it and play for him, no problem?
I think so. I mean, when it's a guy that lets you play exactly how you want to play, it's all about, I don't care about defense, just run up the court, take some shots, and have some fun. That fits him perfectly. That's what Melo is. He's a guy who likes to just put the ball up. Now, you know, he's not going to have as many shots, obviously, playing with Harden and CP3. But, I mean, at his point, this point in his career, you think he wants to be with a rebuilding team, you know, where he's got to somewhat hand over the reins to Kristaps Porzingis because that's the guy they're really building around? No. He wants to still be, you know, a great player, still have fun, and most importantly, wants to win. The guy's getting tired of even not making the playoffs in New York or making the playoffs all those years out in the West and just getting knocked out early on. He wants to be on a team that's finally a contender. He wants to get that ring before he goes. That's the only thing that's eluded him. He has medals. He has an NCAA tournament win. He just doesn't have an NBA ring.
But do you notice that he's got bad relationships? Like, all the players love him and everything, but he hated D'Antoni and he hated Phil Jackson. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah. I mean, he's had problems. He had issues with coaches out in Denver at points, too, if I remember correctly. So, obviously, like you said, he doesn't want to be known as a coach killer, but he's been in that position where the coach has been fired many times in his tenure, or the president. You know, people involved, people over him that have been arguing with him have been kicked out the door a bunch of times. So, even though he doesn't want to be known as that, it's going to follow him no matter what. But you know what? If it's getting out of New York and it's getting away from James Dolan and the mess that is the Knicks, I think he'll make up with D'Antoni easily.
But don't you think they're playing games with him in New York? I mean, the guy is, for 2 years, they've been talking about trading him, literally. Finally, you get the guy to say he'll waive his no trade to go to Houston or Cleveland. And you finally get rid of the guy that he can't stand. Then the talks intensify with Houston. Then Mills goes out and gets Perry, the Kings guy, to be their GM in New York to work alongside Mills and take orders from Dolan. And now they're thinking about not trading him. Like, bottom line is they're just messing with him. It's like 1 minute they're going to get rid of him. He finally agrees to it. And now they don't want to get rid of him because what? They don't have the right deal in place or the right pieces in place or the right three or four teams involved in the deal to make it happen. And basically they're going to, it would sound to me like tonight that they're going to keep him in prison in New York. That's what it is.
It seems like it. I mean, honestly, they've all been playing games with each other. Of course, we don't necessarily blame Melo for how he handled things when Phil was here because Phil was just treating him like dirt. But forever, all the mentions of Phil wanting to get rid of him, Melo said, I'm not leaving. I don't want to leave New York. I got my no trade. You can't kick me out. Now all of a sudden they get rid of Phil and he says, okay, I'll go wherever, you know, I'll go to Houston or Cleveland. Let's go. Let me go there. I want to go win the ring. So this guy who was all about New York and never wanted to leave New York all of a sudden flipped the second Phil was gone too. So he's been playing games. And you know what? You're going to waive the no trade, but it's only to those two teams. There's other teams that could be contenders if they add you. But he's only going to go to the two teams where they don't have players that the Knicks really want, that don't add up to the value that he has for this franchise. So I can understand them pulling back and saying, you know what? It's not worth it.
Did you see that, you know, Klay Thompson's dad, Michael Thompson, said that he thinks that the Rockets can beat the Warriors. He's not necessarily saying that they can beat them, but he's saying, you know, overtake them, no. But can they be a threat to the Warriors? He believes so, as long as they, it would sound to me like, get Melo. So they already have Harden, CP3, you add Melo to that, and he's like, they can be a threat. Do you believe that they could be a threat with Melo on that team? With Melo, as opposed to just Harden and CP3. Harden and CP3, I still don't think they can dance with the Warriors. If the Warriors are healthy with what they brought back and what they have already, and I've always said they should have won all three of them. All three titles they should have won. They blew the 3-1 lead. But they, whatever, they didn't. They won 2 of 3. So they're coming in heavy favorites again. I don't think Harden and CP3 can beat them. I don't. And if you add Melo, it might change things and make them tougher and certainly give him more of a problem, because you could have two of the three guys going off every night, and you can win any game if you get two guys going off at the. We know all too well. We had a kid drop 45 on us in 27. They beat us. They put 72 of the 80 points up. You get two guys going off like a Melo and a Harden, or a Melo and a CP3, or a CP3 and a Harden. You get two guys, all three guys are going off, you're going to win. If all three guys are going off for 30 points, you're going to win the game. Do you think they can do it with Melo?
I think they can give them some tough games, but I don't think they'd be a real threat to beat them in a seven-game series. No, because first of all, we were just talking about that coach, and that coach and his style has never been in championship games. He's never been in, you know, playing for the NBA Finals, because eventually you have to play defense. The West has always been known for offense. There's always been running gun teams in the West. But the one team that's been consistent the last 20 years in the playoffs and has a contender and has won titles is who? The Spurs. And why? Because they're the only team in the West who played defense. So when it comes down to it, you need to play defense in the biggest games, because that's what beat the Cavs. The Warriors were a great scoring team. We know that. All those guys could put the ball in the hole. But the problem for the Cavs wasn't scoring. It was shutting down that team. You have to play defense to win. And the Cavs could not stop KD. They could not stop, you know, Curry. They could not stop enough guys so that their scoring was better than the other teams. So when you have Houston, you have three guys that can score 30 points a game, great. But when they're going to give up 30 points a game to four guys on the other team, you still lose the game.
Would you have done the deal for Paul George for Klay Thompson?
No. Why did they need that deal? You, like you said, you won two out of three, and you should have won all three. You're the only super team in the NBA. You have two MVPs on your team. Do you really need to improve upon it? I don't think so. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.